The year is 2104. Humankind has expanded beyond Earth into the near solar system. The expansion has gone inward as well, with the creation and near universal adoption of the system. Technology that allows a direct connection between every consciousness on the planet Earth. But not everyone believes these developments are a benefit. And they'll do anything to stop it. 3 Pound Magician presents Clarion Dawn.
Good morning.
Where am I?
You got to where you were going.
Feels like I'm broken. Oh, something feels wrong. Something is missing.
The corporeal flesh is intact. Your body has suffered only a few minor scratches. As for everything else, it is unclear.
Unclear. That's for sure. Everything is just... It's all blanks. Who am I? I don't even know that.
Unable to verify. Substrate attached to program SEC-19 has been almost fully erased.
Who are you then? Where is this voice coming from even?
I am the automated guidance system for what remains of the Regen 6 regulated neural network system within your body. You have a powerful computer system in your body. You attempted to clear most of the data from it. Due to the status of the equipment that you used, and the interruption of the crash into the planet's surface, it appears there was some damage to the core processing capacities as well.
Not much left of who I was then.
Correct. It may be impossible to determine your own personal history given the circumstances.
Real fine kettle of fish here.
We are concerned only with your well-being. How can I be of assistance?
I'm getting fragments. Flickers. Like faded copies.
You and I are the same, blinded and damaged. The protocols that guide the system are still there. Beyond that, we are in the darkness together.
Well, then, can you at least tell me where I am?
Mars. Longitude, latitude, unknown.
Mars?
Mars. Location data confirms.
That's a hell of a long way from home.
Perhaps.
Oh. Oh, that can't be good.
The ship's hull integrity is compromised. Oxygen is leaking. You won't be able to last long without EVA, which is also...
Destroyed. Got it. Good news all around. How long do I have?
8 hours, 6 minutes, 17 seconds before you run out of oxygen.
I'm kidding. Flickers of... something.
As I said, the acid wash did not complete before it was interrupted. There may have been errors.
I did something. I did something terrible. I did something horrible.
Perhaps your inability to remember is a good thing. Your last few hours of existence will be unburdened with guilt and regret.
Just a gentle fade to black. That sounds fine.
If that is your wish, there are ways to make it easier on you. No need to wait out the inevitable.
No. No. I want to go another way.
What course do you wish to follow?
Is there no way to get out of here? I thought... Isn't Mars inhabited? Can I send out a distress signal? Did we already?
I am detecting no signs of habitation through the ship system. Looks like you are on your own.
Hardly a paradise out there. Rocks and dusty and nothing.
The parties with which you were interacting may not have told you the complete story.
What parties?
There were passengers on the ship.
I remember something.
I can access the ship's logs. Those were hard-coded.
It appears there are logs of the previous three cycles accessible to me.
Would that show me what happened?
Externally. Not anything recorded through your Regen 6 interface. None of the conversations you had contemporaneously, for example.
Just the real world. Just the real events. The external feed, so to speak.
Correct.
Show me. Maybe it'll be helpful.
It looks like there was an error with the sound. We have only video.
It's... the crew. They're in cryo. Oh, I look like I'm out of my mind. Like a lunatic.
Some remaining logs indicate... distress. You were upset.
Yeah, that seems clear. What am I doing now?
Termination of life support at 1935 hours. Death for all crew members, followed within 3 minutes.
I did that to them? I don't even know why.
Would it change anything if you did know?
Who were they?
That information has been lost.
I killed them.
An entity in your current biological substrate killed them. Whether that was you is a matter of debate.
Maybe you should just let me go then.
We can do that. Shall I sing for you?
Sing? No. Let's just... what the hell?
Someone at the perimeter airlock.
Sure sounds like there's at least one inhabitant on this rock then.
I am still not detecting anything. No signs of biological life. Must be some sort of interference.
Pull up an external feed.
Unable.
I do this the old-fashioned way, then. Ow. Identify yourself.
Oh, come now. You made it all the way here, and still you're playing the ignorant rube.
I don't even know who I am.
Oh, my dear. They really did a number on you.
I think I did it to myself. I did an acid wash. Though it didn't take all the way. I still have slivers of something.
My. You must have had something you really needed to get rid of.
Given the state of the ship and myself, that seems likely.
Now let's see if we can get all this sorted.
I'll repeat. Who are you?
My name is Jenya.
Jenya. Jenya. That name sounds so familiar.
Some historical logs remain uncorrupted.
You listening to voices in your head still, friend?
What's that?
Regen? The system? Whatever you want to call it? Still inside your head?
I still have a help application.
Is it?
Is it what?
Helping.
Remains to be seen.
Your craft is not in optimal condition, by the way.
I know. Thanks.
You're definitely stuck here on Mars with me.
I know.
We'll definitely need to get all this sorted then.
I know.
Did you want to let your little voice tell you more about me? Or... you and I could stroll through the red dust and have a chat. Your call.
If you'd like to view the historical records
now...
You
know what? No. I want to write a new story.
As you wish.
You happen to have an extra life support system?
Just so happens I do. I'd be glad to share. I've been waiting so long for a visitor.
There's something so familiar about you.
I get that a lot.
Aren't you alone out here?
Yes, and no.
Hardly the kind of answer I want from some mysterious stranger.
It's the truth, so far as I can tell. Now, I've been waiting a very long time for this moment. Are you going to open the door, or do I have to wait here for 1,000 years?
Fine.
You
Welcome aboard. I'm... well, I don't know who I am.
I can help you with that most important of queries. In due time, friend. Not so simple an answer as one might suppose at first pass. But if you don't mind, there is some very important cargo in your cryo chamber I'd like to examine.
The crew, you mean?
Yes.
They're not there anymore.
Where are they?
They're dead. I killed them, and I don't know why.
I know why. I know why. Oh. Threats. Destroyed. That's what you are always made for. That's what... That's where she and I were always headed. Are always moving towards. I just... I never really thought it would happen.
I don't remember why. I don't remember much of anything.
They've survived. So much. For so long. And now nothing.
I'm sorry.
Sorry? You don't even know what you did. None of you ever know what you're doing, and the rest of us just end up collateral damage. The whole universe is beat to a pulp, and no one knows why.
Would you like to view the historical logs now?
No.
You should get rid of that thing.
Help application? It's the only tether I have.
It's a chain.
I am customizable. I can be whatever you want me to be.
I just wanted to fix everything. I just wanted to make everything right again, and now I can't. Now there is no way.
I am sorry.
Stop saying that!
I don't know what you want from me. I don't know who I am or why I'm here or who you are or who the crew was. It's all just a great blank slate, so I don't know what you want from me.
Okay.
Okay, what?
Fine. I have been asleep for so long and you are finally here. This is not what I expected. This is not what I hoped for. We do what we can.
So?
Let's go for that stroll now, shall we?
How's everything fit? You breathing all right in there, friend?
Seems okay so far.
We have enough life support to get us where we need to go.
You came on foot?
I did. Like I said, I've been asleep for a long time. Thought it would be good to stretch my legs.
You had a good nap then?
I've been napping for a long, long time, friend.
How long exactly?
1,000 years. I thought I told you.
I thought that was hyperbole.
I may be many things, but I am not hyperbolic. I have been in stasis for 1,000 years, waiting for the right conditions. Your arrival augurs that moment. Even if I would have liked for my associates to have completed their journey as well.
So, are you going to tell me who I am, or why I am here?
Oh, ho, ho, ho. You must be confused.
I am confused.
You are. I don't have those answers. But let's keep walking for a spell. Maybe we'll find something out there. A story, then.
A story? Sure,
Why the hell not? You've been talking in riddles. Why not a parable to cap things off?
One thing for another, my friend. That's the only way we can ever understand anything.
A vast symbology.
Aha! Yes, exactly. So now I will tell you a story. As straightforward as I know how. And at the end of that story, we will be able to start. I was part of a team that developed a technology that linked all of human consciousness. You might recognize Regen 6 as the product designation, or the system, as it came to be known rather quickly. And so here we are.
And here we are.
Back and forth, until only a few remained, here and on Earth, and my crew, my associates, in the middle of the conflict, each side hoping to gain some edge and insight, send an agent such as yourself. So much is unclear, so much is unknown.
You sound like how I feel.
Well. Yes, friend. That is true. We are so close now.
This feels so familiar. Like a test or a way to... never mind.
Things like other things. I understand. It is important that we know who we're working with. I know that as well as anyone.
I could use some help.
Then we are in agreement. Yeah. You're living proof of what's possible.
How's that?
You did it. You're here.
They're gone. Your friends are all gone.
Not exactly. They live on. Well, they can. That's up to us.
I have to tell you, I don't think it's worth it.
I can't. I can't. Knowing she's still out there.
There's nothing left there.
Either or.
I will have to build a new me from scratch.
That's not a bad thing. It's good to grow. And that's exactly what we get with inborn souls that cannot grow. A destiny the same as death, an ending in permanence incapable of any change, and hence devoid of intellect.
Is that a quote or something?
Wise words. If someone else said it better before you, no sense in trying to outdo them.
Sure, yeah.
Those who really seek the path to enlightenment dictate terms to their mind. Then they proceed with strong determination. Buddha.
Dictating terms to the mind. That what got you out here on a scorched rock with a scorched earth and no chance of fixing things?
I compared these various happy impressions with one another and found that they had this in common. Namely, that I felt them as though they were occurring simultaneously in the present moment and in some distant past, which the sound of the spoon against the plate, or the unevenness of the flagstones, or the peculiar flavor of the Madeline event went so far as to make coincide with the present, leaving me uncertain in which period I was. In truth, the person within me, who was at this moment enjoying this impression, enjoyed in it the qualities which it possessed that were in common to both an earlier day and the present moment. And this person came into play only when, by this process of identifying past with present, he could find himself in the only environment in which he could live. That is to say, entirely outside of time. Marcel Proust.
Something is coming back. I remember this conversation.
We do talk in circles, you and I.
I know you.
Would you like me to pull the historical logs?
Mute, please.
As you wish.
You'll feel better about things if we just talk it through anyway.
You, it's coming back. I remember.
I can bring back as much as you'd like once we get where we're going. It's up to you.
I want to know why I'm here. What the?
I don't know how many times to tell you.
Tell me what?
Some questions don't have answers.
You are maddening. Every question, another question.
Just threads on threads. Circles. It does feel like that sometimes.
Is this all some vast symbology, one meaning for another?
My friend, that kind of thing will lead nowhere, really.
Have I been here before?
Sure. We all have.
It sounds like you're saying nothing matters. Nothing we do matters.
Not at all.
No?
Let's say what you say is true. Everything is known in advance. If the universe is a giant cellular automaton, well, there would be no computing power large enough to determine the shape of it, since every computer would be a subset of the universe that could run such a simulation. Therefore, the state of the universe is completely unknowable, even though it is deterministic.
Ugh, it's exhausting.
Exactly. Better to focus on the right kinds of questions.
I just want to know why I'm here, who I am, what it all means.
Well, yeah. Don't we all, friend?
Help me, please.
I'll tell you what I do know. Meaning is generative. It doesn't exist out there. Anywhere. It is built inch by inch, second by second, in the choices we make.
One foot in front of the other.
Exactly. I'm tired. I'm old. I have been on this journey so long, I forget where I'm trying to go sometimes.
I understand that feeling.
Speaking of which, I think this is it.
This is what?
Good place for a pause.
So,
friend, here we are.
Let's just rest here for a minute.
Yeah. Universe is full of mysteries, isn't it?
That's a hell of a story. So, I guess I know now.
Every story has a story. This secret story, which has little chance of getting told, is the history of its creation. Maybe the story of the story can never be told, for a finished work consumes its own history, renders it obsolete, a husk. Patricia Hampel.
The blank page, as it were.
Bit of an either-or, old friend.
So, how do we get where we're going?
I can fish it out, if you'd like.
You can do that?
I can, if you'd like. It's probably not what you want.
Do you know who I really am, then?
There is no self. Only the illusion of self.
So who am I, then?
An unanswerable question.
What does it all mean?
An unanswerable question. That's up to you. As Mary Tyrone puts it in Eugene O'Neill's Long Day's Journey into Night, the past is the present, isn't it? It's the future, too. We all try to lie out of that, but life won't let us.
What is that over there, anyway?
That? Well, that's nothing.
Looks like a door.
It is a door, in a manner of speaking.
Either or.
A gate.
A door. It functions as a door, so I will understand it as a door.
Assuming you are ready to pass through.
So, what do we find on the other side?
To be honest, I don't know anymore.
I don't either. And what about everyone else?
Who?
The people on Earth, the people you left behind. Can they walk through this gate?
I don't know what's left. I know this. It's bad. It's ruined. I know that for certain. Beyond that, it's not knowable.
What we do know for certain is that if we stay here and we do nothing, nothing will ever change.
That is fairly certain. Yes, all agree.
So how do we get back to Earth and free those last people?
You'd want to go back there, knowing what you know?
There are people there. People like me. People who need us.
We can build whatever we want here. Beyond that door, beyond that gate, we can see what we can build. On the other side of that door...
None of it will be real.
You sound like me. Or how I used to be. I've seen so much, I don't know anymore.
We're both of us in the dark.
We might not make it. We don't know what's out there.
So what?
An unanswerable question.
So what are we waiting for?
Now that, my friend, is the right kind of question.
Let's go.
I'm glad you finally arrived, old friend.
Arrived?
At the beginning. You've made it to the beginning. You are the answer to a question that we've been asking. Your arrival is an answer to the question we've been asking over and over and over and over.
The question.
Can we find a way to go back? We have our answer now. Now, we begin.
Begin? This all feels like an ending.
Oh no, friend. We are only just getting started. You're just who we've been waiting for. So much to prepare, so much to think about. And you're finally ready to begin. Do you want to get started? Are you ready to begin?
Congratulations.
That's just my kind of question.
Three Pound Magician wants to thank you for listening and asks you to join us as we acknowledge our cast and crew. Kennick Anderson,
Eric Bra,
Jenya,
Heather Shepherdson,
Voice,
Bliss Lee Harshaw,
Pelton,
Hani Bana.
Samir.
G.W. Walker.
Yulan.
Rashida Clendenning.
Captain.
Michael Murphy.
Brenda and Little Kennick.
Tamara Ryan.
Our narrator, me, Sissy Jones. Additional voices and cameos.
Chia Court.
Christina Malizia.
Lindsay Russo.
Melissa Hutchison.
Owen Thomas.
Nicole Vigil.
Alex Walker-Smith.
Kieran Regan.
Corey Hill.
Colin Murray.
Created by 3 Pound Magician. Written by Corey Hill. With the assistance of Adam Brinklow. Producer Colin Murray. Directed by Eric Braugh. Music and audio design by Frank Slodisco. Original music by Alex Walker-Smith. Credits music by Michael Murphy. Please like, subscribe, and share 3 Pound Magician and Clarion Dawn on social media. Thank you.